Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire, enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. If you're not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, so who of you who are baby boomers in the reading of that gospel could not visualize, at least for a moment, Peter Frank? Generation Xers and millennials, Google Vision Frank. Some years ago, at a time when I found myself being placed in a position as director, much too young, with professional responsibilities much greater than my experience, I had a quote that hung in my office. And where it came from, I have no idea, because we did not have desktop computers. There was one mainframe computer in the hospital, and nobody had access to it, I don't believe. So I know it didn't come from a quip from Twitter or Instagram, but nonetheless, it was there printed on paper. I found it somewhere, and it struck me as significant enough to post on the cork board next to my desk. The author of the quote was Nikolai Machiavelli. I probably butchered that, but that's the guy who wrote it. And the subject matter was the idea of change. The quote read, "It must be considered that there is nothing more difficult to carry out, nor more doubtful of success, nor more dangerous to handle than to initiate the new order of things. For the reformer has enemies in all those who profit by the old order, and only lukewarm beginners in all those who might profit from the new order." I found this word significant because the position that I had just taken was following the original director of this clinical department, and she was something of a legend in the facility, and I knew that I would be making changes. It was a few years later that change became a buzzword in the business of healthcare. We had an outrageous number of leadership meetings concerning change, not addressing anything in particular, no certain change, but the whole concept of change in general. We hired consultants to come in at no small price and instruct us through lecture and silly exercises on the importance of change. And then for those who were most engaged, who most bought into it, they encouraged them to become an agent of change, a term that I quickly grew to despise. By this time, I had matured as a manager, had come to grips somewhat of the limitations I faced in trying to bring about change in a medical staff who were some of the most stalwart individuals you will ever meet and resisted new ideas. And I found myself as the second person in Machiavelli's quote. I became a lukewarm defender of anything until I could discern the profit or loss to my own operation. I created a silent prayer. As our hospital president back then described employees' perceptions any time a new policy or mandate was handed down, what are they doing to us now? Change doesn't come easily, and how perceptive that statement is. Another true saying about change is that it is an inevitable phenomenon. I think back to my grandfather, who was born in 1889 and all the changes he witnessed until his death in 1976. He dealt with changes in transportation, economic prosperity, global politics, civil rights, scientific breakthroughs. The list is really endless because his lifespan encompassed a time where change happened at an incredible rate. And yet most of what he experienced in reference to change was designed to better human existence, not change just for the sake of change. I am awestruck when I think about him as a child using a horse and buggy for transportation, and then in the sunset of his life watching a man walk. Change does happen. It is indeed part of life, exemplified by the aging process itself. And never has more significant change occurred in the history of mankind than in the 33 years we recognize as the period where God was on earth as one of us. This is where Christmas and Easter come together. God sent his Son to change the world and then made him suffer and resurrected to bring about change in mankind. We see that change in the scriptures. Paul, a notorious persecutor of Christians, has an experience that changes his perspective. Nicodemus, the Sanhedrin, came to Jesus at night out of fear of being discovered to ask him about a rebirth and obviously went away a changed man, as the scriptures tell us later that he helped him tune the body of the Messiah. As Christians, we believe that we are changed in baptism, that we are now one of God's own, and we are marked as such with oil. Often, however, the pressures of our everyday lives interfere with the change that we have accepted and promised to live into. That is called being human. We need to remember that the one unchanging thing that we can experience in this world is God's unfailing grace. Yes, as humans, we fail. But as sinners, we have God's forgiveness through the love He showed for us in His Son. I am truly glad that Carol chose Eucharistic prayer C to use during Easter. Yes, it is the Star Wars prayer. Having grown up in Space City in the 1960s, I see rockets and everything else when I hear parts of that prayer. But the part that really speaks to me is this, and I really admit that we won't do that prayer today. We won't have communion, or we won't have a communion prayer. But the part that really speaks to me is this. Open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world around us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength. For pardon only and not for renewal. The whole prayer is about change and being able to accept it and embrace it. As we prepare to go forth in peace to love and serve the Lord, I ask that you keep that prayer in mind as you come to the rail today, in the hopes of allowing you to accept changes that God has set forth, as well as perhaps assisting you in facilitating changes to better someone else's existence.